Good morning, beloved. And again, I want to thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in Psalm 47. And today's reading is a psalm proclaiming that God is our supreme ruler. It is a celebratory hymn in praise of God's kingship and was probably used in some form of liturgical procession. And we're beginning this week with God's saving word being faith. So let's begin reading Psalm 47. Clap your hands for joy, all peoples. Praise God with loud songs. The Lord, the Most High, is to be feared. He is a great king, ruling over all the world. He gave us victory over the peoples. He made us rule over the nations. He chose for us the land where we live, the proud possession of his people whom he loves. God goes up to his throne, and there are shouts of joy and the blast of trumpets as the Lord goes up. Sing praise to God. Sing praise to our King. God is King over all the world. Praise him with songs. God sits on his sacred throne. He rules over the nations. The rulers of the nations assemble with the people of the God of Abraham. More powerful than all armies is he. He rules supreme. And today's key verse is Psalm 47:8 that says, God sits on his sacred throne. He rules over the nations. You know, Psalm 47 was most likely a liturgical hymn, and it was used in some connection with a worship festival. And Christians associate this psalm with Jesus' ascension into heaven. The Jewish people associate this psalm with Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year. But whichever, whether Jew or Christian, according to verse 1, 6, and 7, what does it say? Clap your hands for joy, all peoples. Doesn't matter if it's Jew or Gentile alike. Clap your hands for joy, all peoples, and praise God with the loud songs. And verse 6 says, praise, sing praise to God, sing praise to our King. And then again, verse 7, God is king over all the world. Praise him with songs. And so here again, we see in just a matter of a few verses where the word of God instructs us to praise God specifically with songs, to sing songs that praise and glorify his wonderful name. And that's why we have our praise and worship services in our church services. So next time you're in church and the song leader begins to sing a song, it doesn't matter what that song is, in your heart you lift that up before God and you use that as an avenue for which you can praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, your reign is eternal. So with my whole being, I praise your holy name. With a song in my heart, I joyfully proclaim your love for all people. You are King over all the world. Reign in my heart, Lord God. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning time together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we will be swinging back over to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, that speaks about Jesus being taken up into heaven. Until tomorrow morning, then, I want you to read your word and to grab a promise out of God's word, and you hold on and you embrace that promise and you proclaim it before God, before heaven, before all the angels, and you hold on to that promise until God comes through. Amen. God bless. See you tomorrow.